Podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
And that's the cat sniffing around, batting something underneath the couch. What did you find? The world may never know. It's everybody's favorite episode, where I try and pronounce alcohol names.
Yay.
Food list.
And we had snacks, so we shouldn't be hungry.
No, I'm still gonna be hungry.
Yay. Do you want to talk about some other food stuff before we get into the episode?
Other food stuff? What other food stuff do we have to talk about?
Well, first, we have socials. We're on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter. Do we post? Not really, but...
We post them when we want to...
Instagram stories.
We do Instagram stories. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bear with me. We have a gaming PC, so everything is very clicky.
What are you doing?
I have an idea.
What, you thinking if you could pull up the food on your computer or something?
Yep.
Why?
Bigger screen.
Okay.
I did it. I'm so smart. Everybody say, Nick, you're so smart. Thank you, everybody. I found it. Don't look at me like that. Be proud. Anyways, where were we?
Yes, because that looks so much easier to read than on my phone.
Well, no, not for you. I'm blind.
You're right.
Exactly. All right, what were you saying? Small talk? Do we have any small talk?
Yes.
Do we?
Yes. We bought some candy.
Oh, yeah, we did. Anyways,
okay.
Either in this episode or in a previous episode, because I don't think we have decided yet, we did the Treehouse Unmasking the Horror Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the tour concluded, before the tour even started, they scanned us into the park because they asked if we had valid theme park admission for that day, and we had our annual passes. So at check-in, they just scanned us into the park, told our tour guide, and our tour guide had a list of everybody who was scanned into Universal Studios for that day. And then when the tour concluded, instead of making us walk all the way back to the front of the park and then go back into the main entrance of the park and get checked in that way, she just let us go at Men in Black, because that's where it finished.
Mm-hmm.
So we rode Men in Black, and then on our way to our lunch reservation, which was Big Fire, we stopped at...
the candy shop.
San Francisco Candy Co. The one in San Fran. Because I saw a photo online that they had some Fallout-themed candy, and I wanted to get some. Primarily, we tried the Rad Roach chocolate, and we tried the Yum Yum gummy eggs.
Also, the place is called San Francisco Candy Factory.
That's what I thought. Anyways, I'll say chocolate. It's just a chocolate cockroach.
I've had chocolate Easter bunnies that tasted better.
To me, it tasted on par with a chocolate Easter bunny. It looked and tasted like the same thing as a chocolate Easter bunny.
Maybe I just haven't had one in a while. Or, you know, I spoil myself and I always get the Reese's versions of them.
Oh, no, I always have to find the big Reese's egg when the candy is 50% off.
Yeah, well, the Reese's one tastes better.
Yes, it does. Anyways, chocolate, it's literally just milk chocolate. There's nothing to write home about it.
And the gummy eggs are just a gummy candy.
They do smell like butterbeer, to me. You can't comment.
No. I do have a video of you sniffing them like crazy, like a weirdo. But I am too polite to
identify.
Post.
Anyway,
if someone asks me about it, I will post a video if I am asked.
No,
but it will
no.
have to be on Instagram because I don't know how to do that stuff on Twitter.
No, I'd prefer it on Twitter because I already know who's going to ask. Angus is going to be like, I need to see this. So you will post it to Twitter to drive engagement to our Twitter.
Anyway, another thing that we got.
Oh, the Five Nights at Freddy's can drink.
Cherry lime soda.
Cherry lime soda. It's...
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
All of these are meant to be, like, set on your shelf, and you're not really... I don't think you're meant to eat these.
I would not want to eat a can. What is wrong with you?
Okay. You know what I mean. You're not really... Like, okay, we have our shelf of Legos and growing cups that I need to make room for.
Lovely.
I'm honestly probably going to move that one Star Wars that's holding our Shrek glasses.
That's literally its only purpose right now.
It really is. Anyways, I think they're meant to be put on a shelf and just looked at. And they're like collector's items in
a
way.
Yes, except for the fact that the outside of the can is literally the Security Breach video game cover.
Exactly.
Then just buy the game and just put that on a shelf. Looks better.
Whatever. Anyways, it's all mid. Except for the gummy eggs. Those were not good at all. Anyways, are we good to move on? Are
yes. you done talking move about eggs? Move on to actual good food.
I can stop charging my phone now. That was fast. So we bought on Amazon. We lost our Anker power bank. Okay, that was our big main power bank that we took to the parks because, you know, it had four plug-ins. So we could charge two phones, we could charge our mics, and we could charge our, you know, gimbal camera if we wanted to, all at the same time.
Lots of stuff we need to plug in.
Yes. And then...
We lost it.
So we have a Quest 3 headset, and I got an upgraded head strap for it that doubles as a charging thing for it. Basically, you can hot swap. I think these are 10,000... No, these are 5,000 milliamp hours. So they're really big batteries. And they're supposed to be able to charge your headset up at least 1.5 times. But the company that made this headset, this head strap with these power bank chargers, they made a charging dock for it. But then the charging dock doubles as a power bank. So you can take these thick batteries and they magnetically attach to your headset strap, but then they can also magnetically attach to this charging dock. And then if you unplug that charging dock from the power strip, you can then just plug your phone into it and it'll just charge your phone as like a power bank. Mm-hmm. And then when this battery dies, you can just take it off the charging dock, grab another battery, put it back on, and then your phone starts charging again. I say that all to say, 2 days ago, it was supposed to get here September 13th to the 24th, and then I called them, because on the product page, it said, oh, Prime members can get it September 2nd through the 4th. So I'm like, great. They canceled my order, switched over to the new date, got my new date, and then I checked it today, and I click on the image to see if that date is still the same, and now I get this message.
Oh, lovely.
People who were not in the room with me, it now says, uh-oh, something went wrong on our end. So I went to with a dog, and I went to the Amazon, you know, storefront page for this, from the company, and it's not on their storefront page anymore, and I can't find it on Amazon. So they took it off Amazon. But our order is still going through. It hasn't shipped yet.
That's fun.
I'm going to cry if this doesn't come, because then I have to go buy a new...
Did they take it off because you called?
No, they did not take it off because I called.
Okay.
This is a relatively new item. It came out in the last couple weeks, I think. Anyways, everyone probably skipped past this. I would too. I don't blame you. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do tend to ramble.
I really do. Gives people a look into our lives.
I was like, do I have any small talk?
Do you have any small talk?
The kids went on a carousel today at the mall. And had fun.
Well, have we talked about how they're learning how to swim and they can practically swim?
We, like, talked about that they're having swim lessons because it had to do with our car.
Oh.
But yes, they've had swim lessons and they're doing very, very well. I no longer worry too much.
Because we have a pool in our backyard. Yeah. And it's like, we should probably get them swim lessons now.
They have fallen in the pool before with me right on their heels.
Yeah.
So, like, they fall, and then I'm just like, whoop, and pull them right out.
You just fall, yank.
But, yeah. And we also, like, baby-proof doors, so they can't just go out to the pool whenever they want. But still,
I think we
getting them lessons in order for them to...
Well, we have a big sliding glass door. That's double baby-proof because there's two, like, those burgle bar things that, like, flop down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, like, push them back up to open the door. We have two of those. And then we have a bathroom door that leads out to the pool. So, like, you have to go into the bathroom, shut the bathroom door, and then there's an outside door that you have to open. So there's two doors. Both of those doors have the baby
doorknob
thingies. So it's double baby-proofed.
Yeah. So, like, we're taking extra precautions for them to not even be near the pool to... even be close to drowning to begin with, but it's still good for them to know how to swim. It's called
being responsible.
It's So yeah, if I'm out there with them and they happen to fall into the pool, I no longer have to worry about immediately pulling them out. They can swim to the wall or flip over on their back and float.
Yeah, because their last lesson apparently is the swim teacher just throws them in the pool with all of their normal clothes on.
Not actually throw them in the pool.
But to me, it would make more sense if she just throws them into the pool, because that's more of a real-life scenario, like they kind of just tripped into the pool, rather than, oh, I'm having fun, let me plan my
jump
into the pool.
Well, she would probably have me put them in the pool, that way she stays in the pool, in case they freak out. Because I've also seen some lessons with a parent in the pool with the kid.
Who knows? Anyways.
Anyway, the whole point of that is for them to be able to swim slash float with regular clothes on instead of their swimsuits.
Yeah, because their regular clothes are going to, like...
heavier.
Get heavier.
Especially Rose, who has, like, bigger dresses and stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, that's my small talk.
Good small talk.
Food?
Food. What everybody's here to listen about.
Mm.
Long lists. Lots of descriptions. I'm debating on giving prices and whatnot. Okay, we'll do prices for the food because those do change relatively between each food item.
And also...
But the drinks, if we're not going to list every single drink, if it's the same drink, we'll just say the name and then we're not going to read the description. We won't read the price because the price is going to stay the same throughout the entire time. And then, I think I'm just going to say this now. They did bring back the Curse Cranberry Vodka Spritz, and to my knowledge, I think it is at every single stand. So.
They realize it's popular, and they're now like, here you go.
So, I think for that one, I'm just going to notate if it's not at the stand. Everybody ready? Everybody, hope you're not hungry, because it's food. Here we go. Food. DreamWorks Imagination Cafe. This one is labeled HHN Dining. Classic Pizza Fries, $11.99. It's your typical French fries, marinara sauce, mozzarella, cheese, pepperoni, and sausage.
Do I get to read anything? Are we doing a switcheroo thing or no?
We'll do switcheroo. Vegan Pizza Fries, same price. It's fries with marinara with vegan cheese, pepperoni, and sausage crumbles. And I do like how they did this year, because I don't remember them doing this last year. Because if you can see, they notated, like, egg-sensitive, fish-sensitive, gluten-sensitive, peanut-sensitive, sesame-sensitive, shellfish-sensitive, soy-sensitive, and tree-nut-sensitive. So they list all of the allergens that I'm assuming are okay to eat this?
I guess so.
So do these allergens mean... don't eat these?
No, I think it's like if you have a thing, like if you're sensitive to eggs, you're fine here.
Because like I have a shellfish thing. I do not touch shellfish because I don't feel like dying.
Yeah, I think
but
you're
I can
fine
eat pizza fries.
Because if you look at the vegan ones, it says vegan while the other one doesn't. So I'm assuming everything that's listed means that you are okay.
Oh, okay. So interesting.
But yeah, I'm happy that they do that too.
So, if you do want to know, because I'm not going to read every single allergy, because that'll turn our, more than likely, hour and a half podcast into, like, a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah, because I'm, like, briefly going through some stuff. It's definitely a case-by-case type of thing on what you need to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
So, some stuff, it does not say peanut sensitive.
Is this
so
on the
like,
app, too?
This is on their website.
Well, when you click menu and then...
Oh, you mean like the whole list of stuff? Yeah, it's on the website version of the website. Or
okay,
the phone version of the website.
Because I know they did this last year where... At least I think they did this last year. Where in the beginning, you would click on a food booth. And then you would click menu. And instead of populating the menu within the app, kind of like mobile ordering would, it redirects you to like a website browser but staying within the app, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So currently that's what it's doing. It's just rerouting us to the Universal website. So I don't know if later on in the event when they get it fully up and running and it just populates within the app, if they're still going to have these allergens listed. But if they don't, you can find these on the website, because that's how I'm looking at it. I just went to universal.com, clicked on Halloween Horror Nights, clicked on something that said food, and then clicked see menu, and then you have to take a few steps to get to this.
Mm-hmm.
But you do find it on the website. So if you are wondering, you can look on this website. And then whether or not it's completely accurate, I cannot tell you, because I am not anything but shellfish sensitive. And I can confirm that there are no shellfish in pizza fries.
Good job. All right,
everybody enjoy my spiel. We're moving on to beverages. We got the Phantom Punch. This is New Amsterdam Vodka, 360 Vodka, Sorrento Lemon. Gosh. De Cooper.
That's one thing. If there is no comma in the middle.
Stop. I thought I saw a comma. No, there is a comma right there.
No, that's an asterisk.
No, there is a definitive comma.
That's not an asterisk.
Comma.
That's an R. A little R in a circle.
New Amsterdam Vodka, comma, 360 Vodka. Oh.
There's no comma after that vodka.
Whatever. You have two different vodkas. De Cooper Triple Sec. Lime, orange, and cranberry juices, dragon fruit syrup, and simple syrup. 20-ounce souvenir cup, $18. Refill, $14. 12-ounce single serve, $14. There you go.
I thought we weren't reading beverage prices.
No, I'm reading it once, and now if the next one is the same, I'll just say it is the same.
Okay.
So I'm not reading it two times.
Fine. We talked about... No, have we? We talked about how we're going to get the souvenir cup, right? The Blinky
yes,
cup?
Yes, we were getting the Blinky cup. That's planning episode.
Okay, fine.
Deadly Nightshade. This is Cuervo Tradicional Blanco. It's tequila. Lime juice, grapefruit juice, pomegranate, simple, and blue Curacao syrups.
Same
price as before. And then you have DeKirch Cranberry Vodka Spritz, $14.75. And then this one has Tripping Animals Brewing Co. Fresh Fangs Sour Ale for $14.
Interesting.
Oh, I get what HHN Dining is now. Okay, I'm no longer confused. Because it's just combining all of the different...
It's places that are already in Universal, but now they have HHN food.
Oh, geez. I'm trying to find a way to do this so I'm not reading for 3 hours.
Well, no, we're going to be reading for a long time. You know what would help you not read for 3 hours? Taking turns.
Nope, this is my tab.
This is your tab?
That's my tab.
I thought we were taking turns item per item.
No, that's my tab.
Okay, fine. This is your tab. Read the next thing for Today Cafe.
I take it back. You can do Today Cafe.
So instead of tab, now we're just switching locations?
Yeah, you can have fun.
Fine. You got the Toxic Chocolate Peanut Butter Cake. Chocolate cake with peanut butter cream, crushed Reese's Pieces, and chocolate pumpkins for $7.99. We used to do it where we would take turns reading the thing, and then the other person would say the price. Remember? I thought we did it last year.
Do you want to change it mid-episode?
Oh, mid-episode? Sure.
So what am
next,
I...
we got Ube Eclipse of the Bat.
I think it's called Ube.
Ube?
I think it's pronounced Ube.
Okay, Ube. If that's wrong, that's on Nick.
I'll take it.
Ube Eclipse of the Bat. Creamy ube cheesecake with a moon and bat sugar cookies.
$6.99.
Okay.
You're welcome. I did my part.
No, because I'm pretty sure I accidentally added an extra but whatever.
Okay.
Graveyard Salted Caramel Brownie. Salted dulce de leche brownie with chocolate rocks, buttercream, and a chocolate tombstone.
$6.99.
Good job. Pumpkin Seance Mousse. Creamy pumpkin mousse with a chocolate granola crumble.
$6.99.
Oh, another food update that I just remembered.
What?
Be careful if you get the electric buzz milkshake from Two Thumbs, apparently.
No, I don't think it was that. Okay, Melody got sick after our, you know, last trip. I don't think it was the whipped cream.
What was it?
I think it was the salmon that you got.
I doubt it.
Okay, I am sorry, but whipped cream does not do that to you.
Did you have that whipped cream?
Yes.
Well, you're forgetting, I normally don't eat whipped cream. I normally avoid the whipped
cream.
But I ate almost all of it so I can get to my drink, and I highly regretted it afterwards.
I still think it was the salmon.
No.
I think it was the
same. I eat enough fish where I don't get sick from fish.
It doesn't matter if you eat it enough. You could still have had bad salmon.
But I would have felt sick earlier.
No, it usually takes a couple hours.
Fine, whatever. I got food poisoning from something. That was not fun. Next Moving thing. On. Next place is yours.
San Francisco pastry. You have Sins of the Gourd Tart. Shut up. Graham tart shell with pecans, pumpkin cremeux, caramel, sorry, caramel, and a cinnamon whipped ganache.
For $7.99. At the Croissant Moon Bakery, you got the pumpkin seance mousse again, but you also have the Witch's Demise cookie. Black chocolate cookie with an Oreo cream cheese filling, whipped topping, chocolate pop rocks, bone sprinkles, and chocolate witch legs.
Both for $6.99.
Well, we already said the pumpkin one.
We did?
Yeah.
I do not remember saying that.
Because you didn't say it. I did.
So you took my part?
No, it was in the Today Cafe. Hmm? Yes.
Oh. I didn't even realize I'm... Two sums.
Anyway, I'm going to say real quick, though, that Witch's Demise cookie actually sounds really good to me, though.
Well, then we'll be sure to try next time we go. Maybe. We'll see. We have lots of food to try. Two sums. Vampire Kiss Shake. You have a black cookie dough and cookie crumble ice cream with dark cocoa waffle cone, red velvet cake, Morello sour cherry, silver chocolate croquette, whipped topping, and a red chocolate dipped HHN mason jar.
For $18, and that sounds really good.
Oh, we did this right. Have fun.
Huh?
Look what's next.
Oh, why did I have to get the thing that's full of drinks? The San Francisco Fanta Bar.
Must Yay. Be 21 and up with a photo ID to purchase and consume alcoholic beverages.
Woo. You have the Pineapple Potion. Appleton Estate Signature Rum, Lime Juice, Passion Fruit Syrup, B.G. Reynolds, Falernum Syrup, and Fanta Pineapple.
I think we already read Phantom Punch and Deadly Nightshade.
Yes. But the fun fact about the Pineapple Potion, there is a mocktail available for $9.
Neat. You can get...
Oh, yeah. I should mention this real quick. Our tour guide for the Three House Tour.
Oh,
her
yes.
husband. It was her husband, right? Or fiance?
I think it was a...
Or was it a friend of her fiance?
No, I think it was either her husband or her fiance.
Okay. Apparently he works in like the...
beverage portion of food and beverage.
Like creating it. And she said that they really stepped up their game for mocktails.
Apparently he wanted them to step up their game for mocktails and made it happen.
Yeah.
So that's why you're seeing an increase in mocktails this year.
Which honestly,
I'm fine
with. We
seem to be getting
a
lot of management people for our tours.
Yeah, I know. Who did we get last year?
Last year we had, it wasn't the lady there. She was more higher up, but her manager was on the tour with us.
Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
I now remember our tour guide's name. Augustina. I'm saying it now in case I forget again later.
That was a unique name. I don't know how I forgot that. You can also get your premium cocktail mixes here.
Your choice of liquor.
With your choice of liquor. This is one of the spots where you can do that at. I'm just going to read this one time because I'm assuming it's going to be the same throughout. It'll be Tito's Vodka, Captain Morgan Spiced Rum, Bacardi Superior Rum, Patron Silver Tequila, Jack Daniel's Old Number 7 Whiskey, Crown Royal Whiskey, Tanqueray, London Dry Gin, and that's it.
Prices are different. For the 20-ounce souvenir cup, it's $20. A refill is $16. And a 12-ounce single serve is also $16.
Okay. And then you can get your typical Modelo Miller Lite neutral and your two wines. And that's the last time I'm saying those because...
No one cares.
Not that... Well, people care,
well,
but
Well, people
it's not...
care, but it's not like it's a special thing, I guess.
All right. Bridge Fanta Bar. You got the Phantom Punch, Deli Nightshade, and the new thing is the Strawberry Margarita. Cuervo, traditional Blanco, tequila, lime juice, simple syrup, and Fanta, strawberry.
Ooh.
With a mocktail available.
For $9.
Well, yes.
Okay, that's
I'm assuming
bad.
You're getting that one.
I honestly might get that one. That sounds pretty good.
You tend to get, like, strawberry margarita stuff anyway.
Because they taste good.
Exactly. So there you go.
The traditional one just tastes too bitter to me. World Expo Fanta Bar.
Okay, I thought you were just going to start... No, I thought you were just going to start barreling through that one, too. You got Fizzy Fright, New Amsterdam Vodka, Bowles Apricot Brandy, Lemon Juice, Simple Syrup, and Fanta Orange. And then you got, I guess, Phantom Punch and Deadly Nightshade are, like, what, the drinks everywhere, I guess? Because they're here, too.
Phantom Punch. Yeah, I think those are your event ones. Because last year they had the electric...
Oh, yeah.
One.
That had to do with Ghostbusters.
No, they've had it a couple years.
Well, it reminded me of Ghostbusters.
That's probably why they continued it. Moving on, New York Fanta Bar. The only new thing is your New Amsterdam... I didn't even read the name. Lavender Mist. New Amsterdam Gin, Lime Juice, Lavender Syrup, and Fanta Chucky Punch.
With a mocktail available.
Okay.
There's more stuff for this place.
There is? Where?
Yep.
Whole Hog Pumpkin Ale?
Yeah. 12-ounce souvenir cup is $16.50.
20-ounce. He said 12.
Oh. Refill is $12.75, and a 20-ounce single serve is $13.50. Oh, that's interesting. The fact that it's a 20-ounce single serve instead of 12.
Oh, is that 20-ounce souvenir cup $16.50? Is that the price of the Blinky Cup?
No, because for other drinks, it's like $20. Or not, $18. It depends on what drink you get with the cup, I think.
Well, no, because underneath that, it says refill of $12.75. Because that wouldn't make sense. Why would the 20-ounce souvenir cup be $16.50, but the 20-ounce single serve is $13.50? It's cheaper to get the single serve of 20 ounces than the 20-ounce souvenir cup. So it makes me think that that is the price of the souvenir cup added on to it.
Oh, I don't know. Move on. There's another thing. Another drink.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
Where?
I don't want to read it. The Ultra one.
You read
it.
Where?
The Ultra drink.
Michelob Ultra?
Yeah.
That's just a normal beer.
Oh.
I think it's just because they have it on tap.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know my alcohol at all.
No, listen. Okay, if it's up here, that means it's either on tap or it's... a mixed drink that they pour. Whereas down here, this stuff is all, see how it's all just one price?
Mm-hmm.
That means it's a can of something. Because they can't give you varying quantities of the Cursed Cranberry Vodka Spritz. They can't give you, you know, 20 ounces of it instead of the 12-ounce can that it usually comes in.
Fine. Well, we already finished the first tab then.
All right, 57 Scare. I don't know where this is. Did you figure out what this is?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's in New York.
Okay.
It's on the corner by, like, the big field. Not the big field. It's
I know where it is.
By that tribute store entrance.
Oh, it is?
I have the map right here. It's in the corner, because that's where a tribute store can go.
Oh, I know where that is. Okay.
It's across the Jimmy Fallon entrance.
It's that one stand that's always there, and they just transform it into something else for events. Anyways, this place only has pizza skulls. It is pepperoni and cheese stuffed pizza skull.
For $9.99.
Yep. Oh, they have your normal beers and whatnot, Cursed Cranberry. They also have Angry Orchard here for $11.75. Because I don't think we've said that. Avenue Bites.
Oh, my turn.
Yes.
African Lentil Coffin. African lentil and potato sambusa coffin.
For $8.99.
Neat.
Black Cat Lounge. Cat's Meow. And this is all just beverages, by the way. Cat's Meow. Misguided Spirits Gin. Ferrand Dry Curaco Lime. Dry Curaco. Lime Juice and Honeydew Syrup.
Good job. For $17.
Zazzler, Misguided Spirits Whiskey, Ferdinand Dry Curaco, Bravo, Valerum, and Big B.G. Reynolds Grenadine.
For $18.
Rag Muffin, Lemon Juice, Simple Syrup, ginger puree, and mint essence.
Because it is a mocktail, and it's $9.
Moving on. H.H.
Do you not want me to say where these are? Or...
Huh?
We're not talking about where these are?
Oh, fine.
Because I can easily look it up for you.
Where is the Black Cat Lounge? I am guessing it is in
Sting Alley. Well, I looked up the Sting Avenue Eats Alley. First.
Oh.
Avenue Eats is basically right next to the one that we just talked about.
Okay.
Then the Black Cat Lounge is...
Is it in the alleyway?
No, it's down the road. It's like... What is this place? Oh, what's the place called? It's across whatever's next to Mummy. But it's also close to where the Blue Show happens.
Oh.
I have a map.
Yeah, I think that's the alleyway.
Maybe. Anyway, next.
Moving on. AJ Chenbar. Is this my turn or your turn?
Mine.
Go ahead.
Pack Mule. Oh. Cuervo. Traditional Blanco tequila. De Cuper?
Sure.
Cream. De Cassis and ginger beer. And your regular price for everything for that.
Yep.
Then you got Dead Man's Hand, Misguided Spirits Whiskey, Angostura Bitters, and Sparkling Apple Cider. Then you got Phantom Punch and Deadly Nightshade.
All right, moving on. Twisted Tater Chips. Twisted Tater Chips. Crunchy Spiralized Twisted Potato Chips with choice of Spicy Cheddar Ranch. Wait. With choice of spicy cheddar or ranch and vinegar seasoning.
For $9.99.
Now, I will say, I had this last year? A year or two ago.
No.
It was for Mardi Gras. I had it at an event where it was, you know, your typical Twisted Tater.
I think it was Mardi Gras because I think I was there for that one.
I did not like Twisted Taters.
No. But I think we also... I agreed that it was the Mardi Gras version, and we didn't like that one.
No, it was your typical Twisted Tater. The only difference is I had the garlic seasoning on
it. Nope, I'm thinking of poutine.
Yeah, it was the poutine that we didn't like. But I also didn't like the Twisted Taters, because I don't know if this is how they're supposed to be, but, like, I got it, and it was just soggy. When I thought about eating it, I thought it was going to be, it's going to be nice and crispy. So I... heard somewhere that sometimes you should ask them to get them double fried. And it's, you know, a flip of the coin if they'll do it or not. Probably depending on how busy they are. So, I might try that again this year where I ask them to get it double fried.
Twisted Tater Chips is right in front of the big stage. And near the bathrooms of Jimmy Fallon.
Yep. It's that little permanent food stand. Moving on. Cursed Carnival.
Oh, my turn. Death by Cheese Stick. Yes, please. Giant hand-breaded mozzarella cheese stick with spicy marinara sauce.
$10.99.
And if you know anything about me, I love my mozzarella sticks.
Dude, it's every time we go out to eat, and it's like if there's mozzarella sticks on the menu, she's like, yep, that's what we're getting.
Yep.
Moving on.
Then you got a freakishly long corn dog, foot-long Nathan's hot dog, hand-dipped, fried, and topped with jalapeno ranch and crispy bacon bits.
I think this is the weirdest price of $12.49. Just say $12.50.
Do I need to look up the...
The only different beer they have here is... The
location? Are we not doing locations?
No. Huh? They have a different beer here.
Oh.
This is X... U with the two dots above it, L, Beer Co., PB&J mixtape for $14. So, it's a German thing, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you, Wikipedia. How did I not know that? It's an umlaut. So stupid. I forget how to pronounce that, because I would know how to pronounce that, but I forgot how to pronounce it. Okay. Zool, Beer Co., PB&J mixtape, $14. Moving on. Where is it?
It's on the other corner of the little tiny grass field thingy across from Jimmy Fallon. I think there's like that one rectangle and they're just like on each corner.
Fun. The Cat Lady of Crooked Lane booth. Finally, a more themed booth that I will probably get nothing from.
Excuse you? Read it. It's your turn anyway.
Flamin' Hot Berea Ramen.
I love ramen. I got excited today when I saw a boba and ramen place at the mall, but I had to walk past it.
Yes, you did. Tender Berea beef on ramen noodles in a Flamin' Hot Berea consomme broth with shaved onions, scallions, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
For $15.99.
Tostitos Berea beef walking tacos. Berea beef with Tostitos, sabritas, salsa verde, red onions, scallions, and consomme.
For $14.99.
And then Fritos vegan walking taco. Vegan chorizo crumble with Fritos, salsa verde, and cilantro.
For $14.99 as well.
And then they have a new drink here that I don't think we've read yet. Berry Scary. 360 vodka, red raspberry, blackberry syrup, and lemonade.
Same price.
Okay. Sour Puss. Four Roses, yellow label bourbon, blackberry syrup, and lemonade.
Also the same price. I basically just read if it has a mocktail or not, which they do not.
Okay.
Do I need to say where this is too, or no?
Yes.
In my list, they're in alphabetical order. But I think it's because it says the in front of it that I have to go all the way down for it. Okay, this is... Where on earth is this? It's in Hollywood, but it's near the Simpson area. What is this? It's the area with the colorful tents. Is this the area where we sat when it was raining with the explorers and John?
Let me see. Yes, because is that...
They're colorful tents.
I think so.
It's by, like, a big circular area. That's where that is.
Moving on. Your turn. El Artista, a Spanish haunting food booth.
You got the pan con tomate, I think. That's how you say that, hopefully. Crunchy grilled garlic bread smeared with tomato pulp and grated manchego cheese.
For $7.99.
You got the grilled gambas al ajillo. Garlic grilled shrimp on a crunchy baguette.
Ew. $12.99.
And you got the artist palette. Crispy granulated sugar churros with dulce de leche, raspberry jam, and Bavarian cream paint.
Quote unquote. For $7.99. You have two new beverages.
Yep. You got the Sinister Sangria, White Stream White Sangria, lime juice, and strawberry syrup. And the No Booze Brew. Relax Zero Sauvignon Blanc, lime juice, pineapple juice, and strawberry syrup.
And that is a mocktail because there is no alcohol in that Sauvignon Blanc.
And because it's $9.
And because it's $9. Because that makes a difference.
That helps with identifying.
Okay.
Moving on. It's cheaper.
Dolls, Let's Play Dead.
Yay.
Mom, cut the crust off PB&J. They're bringing back the fried PB&J, hot maple syrup with chili flakes.
Oh, we didn't say where the other... Are we just going to ignore location from now on?
Fine, read the location. Matter? El Artista is located at...
She wasn't ready. Alphabetical order.
Melody, insert Kevin Hart saying she wasn't ready.
I'm not going to do that every episode now.
Then I'll forcibly insert it myself.
This is also in Hollywood. I think this is where it's across the street from the DeLorean, I think. No, the DeLorean's like over there, Miss. Right?
No. No. She wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
There. I forcibly insert it myself.
I'm sorry. Who edits these podcasts? Because it's not you.
Melody, insert it.
Hey, where is this?
Dolls?
No, LR. This. Look, map.
I think that's...
Is that across?
I think that's near Cafe. Yeah.
Is that across the DeLorean?
Cafe La Bamba. Yeah, that's...
Because I thought the DeLorean was closer to the Simpson area. Wait.
Their map is very misleading, okay? Because right there is where the crepe stand is.
Oh.
I think that's Cafe La Bamba, because over here is...
DreamWorks.
No. Cafe La Bamba.
Bourne?
No. Bourne is over here. Horror Makeup Show.
I thought it was Horror Makeup Show is on the other side of Bourne.
No. horror makeup show, because remember, you walk in right there. That's horror makeup show.
Oh, okay.
So that's Cafe La Bamba. That's the NBC, you know, where they test shows. Okay. If you get chosen. Crepe Stand is right here. They just don't put it on the map for some reason.
No, it's because that is the only thing on the map right now is that one place.
And then this is the grassy area where pass holders view things. And then you have that small little scare zone right here that leads into the cat place that's over here somewhere.
Okay.
How can you not tell where it is?
Because the area that you just said, that's where the cat thing is, you can clearly see Kang and Kodos. So I don't know what on earth you're talking about.
Can you not see Cafe La Bamba right there, next to the NBC building?
That I can see.
And across the street is a horror makeup show.
Okay.
Because it goes NBC building, look, look, uh-huh. Look. NBC building, Cafe La Bamba, look, cross the street, horror makeup show, big strip of buildings, and then Bourne is like way over here.
Okay, fine.
But the thing is, Five and Dime is in the middle of those two because they both exit into that building.
I don't know. Never mind. We're done doing locations because I'm getting confused.
No, because Cafe La Bamba has a side section right there where there's like a little cutout in the building for
the thing with the big Mexican,
yes, the fountain or whatever right there.
Yeah,
and then there's usually a bar right there.
Anyway, now do I have to do the stupid location for Dolls Let's Play Dead?
Yes.
Lovely. This is next to the donut place.
Correct. It's a food truck.
Yeah, I don't think you read what the PB&J is yet.
I have not. Actually, I did.
You did?
Mom, cut the crust off PB&J. It is a fried PB&J, hot maple syrup, and chili flakes for $7.99.
I actually had a dream with Lila in it last night. It was weird.
You haven't seen Lila yet.
No, but I could make up my own Lila.
Okay.
It was definitely based off of her because it was like a kid torturing her toys in my dream, which when I woke up, I was like, great, it has already started and I haven't even been through the house yet.
Lovely. I'm excited to try this.
Because I have never had a slightly spicy.
Well, I've never had a fried PB&J before.
Okay.
Temper tantrum tendies.
This is what you get every time you want your stupid chicken tenders. You can get a little temper tantrum.
No, I don't. Temper tantrum tendies. Chicken tendies with choice of mesquite barbecue ranch with bourbon barbecue dip.
Or.
There is no or.
There is an or because it says with choice of. So you get the barbecue.
But the thing is, on here, there is no or and there is no comma. So, yes, I know you get this or this, but I'm just saying there is no comma and there is no or.
Okay, whatever. I said or.
Because when I read this the first time, I got confused. I'm like, this string of words does not make sense.
Yes, they did it wrong. Anyway, read the other choice.
Anyways, garlic parmesan with spicy marinara sauce.
For $10.99. I already know we're getting those tendies.
My thing, I really hope it's not just your normal chicken tenders. I hope there's something to them.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but if the special thing about those chicken tenders is the sauce, I'm going to be sad.
Beverages.
Blood Orange Screamsicle. 360 Vodka, Madagascar Vanilla, Blood Orange Syrup, and Lemonade. Sounds not bad. Toy Box Cider, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey, Lime Juice, Cinnamon Ginger, and Black Sugar Syrups with Sparkling Apple Cider and Gummy Bear Garnish.
Ooh, doesn't the Gummy Bear Garnish part sounds fun?
Oh boy, moving on. The Horrors of the Wyatt 6 Booth.
Oh, look up the dumb location.
Simple.
You're simple.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. It's with all the other food booths in that
pretty
one
much
area. It's near your awning, which he pointed out to me the day of our three house tour, and I realized how tiny it was and that it actually probably provided no coverage.
Oh,
at
no,
all.
It covered my body?
Uh huh.
Except for my toes. So as I was standing there, my toes were just getting soaked. I'm like, well, this is pointless. Have fun.
Oh, yeah, I gotta click on it. Heskus' Muscle Man Slop. beef sloppy joe with jalapeno bacon, Lay's dill pickle flavored potato chips, and cheese sauce on a chocolate almond bun. Price?
$14.99.
This sounded good until I read chocolate almond bun. I'm probably still gonna get it.
I'm not a big fan of sloppy joes, and then the fact that they added jalapenos to it.
And dill pickled flavored
and pickles? No, thank you.
Actually, we just ate those pickles recently. Or not those pickles, the chips. The pickle flavored potato chips.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. Moving on.
Kids love it.
I will get this next thing, though.
Ramblin' Rabbit Fried Carrot Cake. Crispy carrot cake with white icing and torn Ramblin' Rabbit cotton candy.
$8.99.
That does sound good. Then you got your beverages. You got Light the Way, Firefly White Lightning Moonshine, Firefly Peach Moonshine. Oh.
Have fun with that.
Super Sour. Oh, is it like Super Sour? Super Sour. I don't know. Maybe. Blue Curacao Syrup, Simple Syrup, and Seagram's Tonic Water. Then you got Let Me In, a mocktail, lemon juice, peach puree, simple syrup, and lavender syrup garnished with a dragon fruit syrup float.
Should we let them in?
This sounds good, though. I want it.
What, the mocktail?
Yeah.
See, I don't mind getting as many mocktails as you want, because those will be easy. It's all of the alcoholic beverages that are going to be like, hmm.
Especially since we're not, we don't drink often.
It'll be easier that we're splitting them.
Yeah, but still.
But.
As a person who has never hit my limit, ever.
Anyways, moving on. Jason Universe Food Booth.
Wait.
Oh, wait.
Location.
I thought you already did the location of this one. It's with the others.
I forgot that I already said it, but I have to say where Jason is.
Yes, you do. It's on the bridge, basically.
No, it is by the bridge. On the Harry Potter side of the bridge.
Oh. Anyways, Jason Universe Food Booth. Spiral sausage. Merguez style spicy grilled pork sausage with bloody harissa barbecue sauce.
For $19.90. Whoa. For $11.99.
$19.11.
Shut up. Because I was trying to say other words when I said the price. This sounds really good to me.
Camp Bloody S'mores. Toasted chocolate almond bread with ganache, marshmallows, cinnamon cereal, and blood splatter.
Nope.
Blood spatter.
$7.99.
Elotes. Fire grilled corn on the husk with choice of cotija cheese and tajin or flaming hot Cheetos. No thank you.
For $8.49. That sounds really good though.
Be my guest. You can have it.
Well, okay. I know you're getting the s'mores.
I used to like flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah, sometimes you eat stuff that says it's spicy and you find it fine. Other times you're like, there's pepper on this. I'm gonna die.
You're rude.
You make no sense.
Crystal Lake Coffee, Seagram's 7 Whiskey, De Creeper Cream de Caco, Cold Brew Concentrate, and Toasted Marshmallow Syrup.
For $16.
Blood Orange Mocha.
Mocktail.
Cold Brew Concentrate, Chocolate, Toasted Marshmallow, and Blood Orange Syrups with a Schmallow Topping and Chocolate Drizzle.
For $9.
Moving on.
What about the Angry Orchid? Is that different? Because it says Headless Pumpkin Cider.
Where'd you see that?
Under the Ultra.
Well, Angry Orchard, Headless Pumpkin Cider, if we haven't already said that. There you go.
I have, but it's fine.
Terrifier.
Next to the clown place.
Yep.
I know this because we saw it. They put the two clown places right next to each other.
Would you like me to read this one?
No. It's okay. My turn.
Okay.
Why does it matter?
Because I looked ahead and I counted, so I end up on something that you might want to read.
Oh. Fine, you can read your favorite movie.
Thank you.
That's just sad because it's easy to read.
Haha. CNS Burnt Angel Wings, crispy wings with a spicy bourbon glaze.
For $11.99.
Clown Cafe Bloody Popcorn, crispy popcorn chicken with pepperoni, marinara blood sauce, and spiced parmesan.
For $10.99.
Abracadabra sunflower sunglasses. 2 sunflower sugar cookies with chocolate and blood spatter.
For $7.99.
You have the Starry Night Spritz, Grand Gala Orange Liqueur, Cranberry Juice, and Cavicholi 1928 Prosecco. Then you have the Clown Cafe Juice.
Mocktail.
Orange Juice, Cranberry Juice, and Sparkling Apple Cider.
For $9.
Moving on.
I should have read the Terrifier one. We miscounted.
I miscounted. It is now my turn again. I have read 3 things in a row.
We're both dumb. I'll just read the 2 locations after. Oh, but then I have to read the stupid... Okay.
Yep, moving on. Fallout Booth. Again, this is next to the other main booths.
Mm.
It's next to the Wyatt 6 booth, like right next door. Cram Tots and More. Thumbs Up Chili Glazed Spam with Cheddar Tater Tot Kegs and Scallions.
For $12.99.
Pickle Bucket Baked Chicken. Buffalo Chicken Dip with Crispy Fried Pickles.
Ooh, for $11.99.
And here is the Yum Yum Deviled Eggs that I was trying to talk to you about earlier.
Okay.
Coconut Panana Cotta Eggs, quotation marks, with Pineapple Whipped Ganache and Tahine.
For $7.99.
Were we talking about that on the podcast, or was that when we were just talking about it?
I think we were just talking. We were just talking about it because you had them out and we were in the middle eating them.
Okay. Backstory: when we bought the gummy eggs,
while we were eating the gummy eggs.
No, when we bought the gummy eggs.
Oh, yes.
The cashier lady said, "Oh, you should go down to such and such store, and they have deviled eggs, and they taste really good." And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I left and I was scratching my head. I'm like, was she talking about the food booth item? Because I didn't know of any other deviled eggs. So I think she's talking about the food booth item.
And I misunderstood and thought she was telling us that the gummy eggs in our box were going to look like deviled eggs.
Yes.
So I was confused when we opened them and they look like sunny side up eggs instead.
Moving on to beverages, you have Radaway.
Mocktail.
Lemonade with chipotle pineapple and spiced brown sugar syrup in a souvenir Radaway bag. I am getting this. I am so excited for this.
It's also $13.
I'm getting 7.
No.
Yes. It's like $120.
That's $91.
Close enough.
Next
I'm getting
one.
8.
Just shut up. Next.
Quantum.
Mocktail. Oh, the Radaway. Oh, because
of
the super.
Blue Curacao syrup. Exotic citrus soup.
What?
Exotic citrus syrup. Simple syrup and tonic water.
For $9. For a second, I was confused as to why Radaway was 13 when it's a mocktail, but then I forgot it's a souvenir cup.
And then you have dark.
Just dark.
Just dark. Planetary OFTD overproof rum, Old Forester bourbon, De Kruper cream, De Cassis, Fernet Branca, and cola soda. Mm. I'm a little mad they didn't do a Nuka Cola, but that's fine.
Yeah, I think the closest they just did was like the cola soda, and that's it.
Maybe there's like some trademark where Coke won't let them do it.
Maybe.
Who knows? Moving on.
Five Nights at Freddy's Dining.
Now, we cannot give you this location because they haven't told us where this location is.
Actually, what if I look it up on here? Five Nights at Freddy's Dining, show on map. Is this Louise?
Yes.
Look, we figured it out.
Well, they haven't announced it.
You hit my knee.
Well, I guess they kind of announced it.
Owie. Anyway. Ooh. Why not have both pizza and pasta? Pepperoni pizza with baked spaghetti and meatballs and grated Parmesan cheese.
$14.99. Now, my question is, is it two separate...
I read the next thing. It is... It's okay. Continue.
What? I'm so confused.
Continue.
No, what happened?
No, I'll explain when I read it.
No,
what
just tell me.
No, the next item is Mike... Eggs Benedict.
Uh-huh.
In sister location, you're like supposed to input your name, and on the little keypad thingy, there's like a tape that says Mike, which is like signifying that the person you're playing is named Mike, but it messes up when you're putting in your name, and it's like, I see what you were trying to type there. I see that your name is Eggs Benedict.
Okay.
So when I just saw Mike ... Eggs Benedict, it just made me laugh. Anyway, you say what you're saying about the pizza and pasta.
So is this two separate dishes? Like you get a pepperoni pizza and pasta?
No, they're obviously going to combine it somehow.
You don't know that.
But it also says baked spaghetti and meatballs.
I guess.
I'm thinking of like a thick pizza.
Oh yeah, you could probably do that.
Like what we get at, what is it, Rizzotti's? Is that where we get that, the baked pizza?
We get that at Domino's.
No, the fat pizza.
Oh yeah, Rizzotti's. Alright, so moving on. Mike, Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict sandwich with Canadian bacon, egg, American cheese, and hollandaise sauce.
For $9.99. Why are they doing it in Eggs Benedict?
Because
like
it
okay,
makes
I get it. I get it. Sense. I get that part, but who at 2 a.m. is gonna be like, I want some Eggs Benedict.
Me, I would. That sounds good. Me.
Okay.
Especially since I had an Eggs Benedict for lunch at Big Fire. That was yummy.
We didn't even talk about that fiasco, but moving on.
Oh yeah, that was another thing we should have talked about. See, this is why we're going to re-record that episode, because we did a garbage job.
Whatever. Moving on.
Cupcake. Chocolate cupcake, raspberry insert, cannoli cream filling, and mascarpone buttercream icing. Price?
$12.99.
Okay, you don't need to yawn in the middle of the price. It's the cupcake.
Yay.
Yay. I'm going to feel weird eating it.
I'm not. Moving on. Beverages.
Chica's Sour Lemon Tang. It's a mocktail. Exotic citrus syrup. Cupcake syrup. Okay. Fupasawa. And Seagram's Club Soda.
For $9.
You got Foxy's Strawberry Soda. Also a mocktail. Strawberry, cupcake, and exotic citrus syrups. And Seagram's Club Soda.
Fun.
Probably both mocktails because Five Nights at Freddy's is kind of a children's thing. So you'll have lots of kids going there.
Happen.
Oh, the stupid next.
I'll do it.
Club Horror Bar.
Club Horror.
Where I can't read. Oh, I already see the first one and you can read it.
Okay. Crooked Can Bergmeister. It's a beer. Hidden Springs Riot Juice. It's a beer. Whole Hog Pumpkin Ale Souvenir. It's a beer. Cigar City Jai Ali. It's a beer. Orange Blossom Pilsner. It's a beer.
That sounds good.
Angry Orchard Headless Pumpkin Cider. It's a beer.
And we already said it.
Then you have Phantom Punch, Deli Nightshade, and then your typical stuff.
Oh, that was not as hard as I thought it would be.
No. The end.
I thought it was going to be like more specialty drinks that you had to read the different alcohols for.
No.
Oh, well.
Well, there we go.
Overall thoughts?
I'm excited.
I'm excited, but for some reason I feel like I was excited for more food last year. But I don't know if that's just, I haven't actually started planning what I'm going to eat. Because that's what we
Are
did
we doing
last
that
year.
This episode?
No, because what we normally do is go booth by booth and pick out what we wanted.
Yeah, that's what I was planning. Is that going to be its whole episode, or how do you want to do that? Or
I feel like it'd be better if we do it now, because trying to cram it into the planning episode is going to be a headache.
I will pause the recording then. We will be right back. And we're back.
We have made our list.
After 7 hours, we are back.
It's not actually been
that long. It's actually been 3 days. This is a whole new day.
Wait, stop it. It is not.
We had to cancel our trip. We're no longer going. It's so sad.
It's just been like 20 minutes.
Has it been 20 minutes?
Yes, it took us a while.
Okay, we're going to go in the order of
how we read the booths.
How we read the booths. So, moving to the first.
HHN Dining. You done clicking yet?
Almost. Yes. Okay, do you have anything for HHN Dining?
Yes.
What do you have?
Well, the first thing is technically not HHN Dining because it's everywhere. but that would be the Phantom Punch.
Oh, you want to try one of the events drinks?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that one sounded really good to me.
I guess I will try a sip of that. That is not on my list.
And then I also got the Witch's Demise cookie.
Okay, I'll try it.
I do want to try that cookie.
Fine. Is that it for that?
Yes.
All right, my only thing for that is the Bridge Fanta Bar. I have the Strawberry Margarita.
Margarita?
I'm calling it by its real name. It's a Strawberry Margarita. Moving on, do you have anything at 57 Scare?
The Pizza Skull. I'd like to try that, please.
I guess I'll try a bite of that.
Okay.
Moving on. Are you going to try anything at Avenue Bites?
No.
Same. Black Cat Lounge?
No.
Same.
Oh.
HHM Bar?
No.
Twisted Tater?
Yes.
I also have that. We both kind of decided.
We wanted to try it.
We are because
you might have just had a fluke.
We'll see.
And I would like to at least try it once. And if I don't like it, then okay. We don't have to ever get it again.
We're going to try the spicy cheddar.
Yeah.
Moving on. Do you have anything at Cursed Carnival?
Obviously. Death by Cheese Stick.
Same.
I'm probably going to get a second one of that too.
More than likely.
And the Freakishly Long Corn Dog.
Same.
Because I remember the corn dog from last year, and I only had a couple bites of that before feeling sick. But I remember being so sad that I could not finish that corn dog. I want to at least try it.
We will see if this corn dog makes me sick like last year. Not last year, my first year.
Yep.
So I will be smart this year, and if I open it up and I'm like, that doesn't look cooked, I'm not going to eat it.
Good job. But I will also be there to, like, beat sense into you if you decide to try something dumb like that.
Yes. Moving on. Cat Lady of Crooked Lane, do you have anything for that?
Ramyun.
Makes sense. Which one?
What do you mean, which one?
Never mind. We don't want a walking taco?
It's a taco in a bag.
Okay.
What is it? Are you getting the walking taco again?
No.
What, was it too much last year?
No, I just don't like this one.
Oh. I also put Berry Scary, because that drink sounded good to me.
I am doing that one. That's my only one for this.
Oh.
It sounded pretty good. Moving on, El Artisto.
Artist Palette.
You want the churro?
Yeah.
Okay. I am also getting that, but I'm also going to do... I want to try the Pan Con Tomata.
Oh, the...
It's basically a garlic bread.
Yeah, that's why I didn't. Because I was like, oh, it sounds like the thing I make at home.
But it has, like, tomatoes on it. Which I will see,
because I am... You don't like tomatoes. That's why this is surprising me.
So I figured you would like it, too. So I'm like, I kind of did some 3D chess. I'm like, she's going to have this on her list.
I don't. I'm going
to put on my list, too. But
your
I have
3D
failed.
Chess. I'm pretty sure that's called 4D chess, but whatever.
Same thing. Anyways, dolls.
Wait.
Oh, you're not done?
I got the No Booth Brew on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? A lot of the mocktails sounded good to me.
I guess so. Yeah, actually, that kind of does look good. I'll try a sip of it.
Oh.
Ooh. Dolls, what do you got?
Just a toy box cider.
Really?
Yeah. What?
You avoided everything that's on my list.
Oh.
I want the PB&J.
Of course you do.
I want the 10Ds.
Of course you do.
And I want the Screamsicle.
Oh. That's the drink, right?
Yeah.
Well, I want the toy box cider.
You do know that's kind of like a beer, right?
And?
Wait, no, it's not.
It's the one with gummy bears.
Never mind. No, it's not. I lied. Okay.
What? Last year we got a drink that I ended up absolutely hating that might happen again this year.
This is where we're going to have a problem, because we're only going to have one Blinky cup, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is going to be like a food booth where we pick one of the drinks, drink it, and then go back and get a refill, and then you're going to have to go to the food booth twice instead of just being able to cross everything off your list at once.
Okay, then we go on a different day.
Right. So I'm just saying this is one booth you can't just finish in a night.
No. That's fine.
Anything from the Wyatt Six booth?
Yes.
What are you getting?
The Man Slop.
Okay.
The Carrot Cake.
Same.
Light the Way and Let Me In.
I really like
this booth.
I only have the Carrot Cake. I don't think the Light the Way is going to be good.
Well, okay then.
Let Me In sounds pretty good. Moonshine is very particular taste.
and I will see if I like it.
Okay. Moving on. Jason Universe booth.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
Spiral sausage.
I do not have that.
Elotes.
I do not have that.
Crystal Lake coffee.
I do not have that.
And the blood orange mocha.
Wow, you went all around the one thing I'm getting.
Yeah, I know.
I am getting the s'mores.
The only thing is, when it comes to sweet stuff, I like it, but I get filled up on sweet stuff so quickly at an amusement park. I always prefer savory to sweet.
Then it's a good thing that all these portions are small.
Mm.
Moving on.
Okay.
Terrifier, what do you got?
Sienna's Burnt Angel Wings.
Okay.
The Clown Cafe Bloody Popcorn.
I also have that.
Oh, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
What?
That's all I have. It's just the popcorn.
Only the popcorn?
I mean...
The drink seemed boring to me.
If we get to, like, the end of, like, Saturday night and we've finished everything, then this is a booth I might go back to and try these, because they sound okay, but it's like, I want to...
Compared to everything else. I cared
more about the other things.
Yeah.
Fallout, what do you got?
Pickle Bucket Baked Chicken.
Ew.
The Yum Yum Deviled Eggs.
Okay, same.
Radaway.
Same.
Obviously. And Dark.
Same. But I also want the Cram Tots and Quantum.
I debated putting the Cram Tots on mine, because, like, they look good, but maybe I should just put them on my list, just so I have it.
I mean, one of us has it on our list, so it's already there.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't put Radaway on your list.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Are we getting two?
Probably.
Like, this is the one where, like, I kind of feel like we should get two.
Because of the stupid souvenir cup?
Yeah.
It's not a cup. I said bag.
Oh, I thought you said cup.
You keep hearing different things that I am not saying.
Anyways, FNAF, what do you got?
I got...
Everything.
Everything for food. The pizza and pasta, the Eggs Benedict, and cupcake.
You don't want to try the mocktails?
No. Not really, at least.
I mean, if we did try one, I would want to try Foxy's.
Yeah. But also at the same time, the Chica's one is interesting, because what on earth is cupcake syrup?
Exactly.
You say exactly, but you said Foxy's.
Well, because it's strawberry.
You just like strawberry.
Yes. Anyways, That's it for me. Our list of everything we want to try. I feel like what's going to end up happening is if we finish all the food before the event's over and we still have like another day.
If we finished all the food by then we fat. That's a lot of food.
Well, the thing, we're
and
sharing.
And it's expensive.
We're sharing. You got to keep remembering that. We're sharing a lot of this.
Yeah. And I'm also seeing how long my list is, and I'm like, I'm glad we got those stupid Mardi Gras cards.
Yeah, why do you think I pre-bought all those food cards? Yeah, no. All those food cards, they're going to be gone by the time this event's over, and it's not even going to cover all of our food. I guarantee it.
I guarantee as well.
Because we have 3 left, I think.
We used up one card yesterday.
It only had 17 on it.
But yeah, anyway. Yay for food!
Yay.
I'm already not looking forward to feeling like we ate too much.
Well, that's why we're going to spread it out for 3 days.
And we're going to drink more water so that I don't get dehydrated and sick.
Smart.
Because that may have also contributed to me feeling sick, was not drinking enough water. Again, even though we really did try to drink a lot more water this time.
Now we.
Good job.
What happened?
Dehydration.
Well.
Sunday. But not sure. Anyway, don't be like us. Drink water.
Drink your water. It's hot in Florida.
Hmm.
Unless it rains all day, but then it's pretty cold.
No, because then it's still hot, just humid.
No, I've had cloud coverage all day today. It was not humid.
Oh.
Or hot. I was just wet all day. It was not fun. My boots are currently underneath a fan. Anyways.
That's food.
That's food, and it's about to take all of my money.
Yay.
And then obviously we did not get anything from Club Horror.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.